In this episode of the Self Proof Podcast, we have our really good friend SMS Quay in the building, the host and creator of Sunday Morning Sounds. We're going to be talking about protecting your vision, so let's get right into the conversation.
That's the theme song. It's your boy, Official Rico, and
J.O. Stacks.
And
SMS underscore Quay.
Let's get into the conversation.
I just want to say this. The house we're living in, it's been so great because one of my first people I met here was this man right here, Mr. Dan Quay. And we just kind of connected because we have similar visions. So it's an honor to have you on the show here today.
I'm honored to be here. Y'all doing it, man. Look at this shit. It's a whole production, y'all.
The roots, man. The roots.
Yeah, the roots. I made this thing into a whole production. That's fire, bro.
So if you follow our social medias, you know you're always seeing Sunday Morning Sounds.
You're definitely seeing
Sunday. We are a proud supporter of the sounds.
100%. But before,
I appreciate it.
Just for all our listeners, though, who are you?
What you do?
What you all about?
All right, so my actual name, Dan Quay. People who like me generally just call me Quay. But Sunday Morning Sounds, I started when I was living back in New York City in 2016. I got tired of hearing hip-hop is dead, because it's not. It's absolutely not. So what I started doing was thinking, like, when our moms play music on Saturday, Sunday mornings, it's like their classics, their jams. When we're 50, 60 years old playing our shit for our kids while we clean up the house, Saturday, Sunday Morning Sounds, it'll be Nas, it'll be Kendrick's, it'll be, I'm gonna get into some names y'all don't know, Smino, No Name, Saba, you know, these kind of cats, Kaz, Casey Veggies, Jid, J. Cole's. So these would be the guys who kind of live beyond this era of hip hop. And I just wanted to kind of protect the culture, so I took my music degree and applied it to hip hop. And I try to speak on hip hop in a positive and intelligent light, because I feel like there's so much negative bullshit in the space. I don't even know if
you can curse.
So, okay. But yeah, there's so much negative bullshit in the space and so much ignorant bullshit in the space. So Sunday Morning Sounds, man, we try to push dope music that we think will live beyond right now. And we try to just pump positivity into the art form, you know?
There's that word again, positivity.
For sure.
Because that's what we're all about. So you started out, you're originally from Virginia.
Yeah, originally from Virginia. I moved up to New York City in 2015, chasing, you know, acting and performing and writing and all that stuff. And I actually had some good success there, some dope gigs and stuff back there. So then I matriculated, I guess, to L.A., as every filmmaker does at some point in their life or career, back in 2017. So, yeah, been here 2 years. And I write movies, direct movies. We do videography. We edit stuff. We write-ups for the artist and music consultations and things like that. But the focus with Sunday, that's me personally, but the focus with Sunday Morning Sounds is just to share dope new hip-hop with you, let you know what's going on. We're sort of like somewhere between a news outlet and trying to break new artists to your ears, you know?
If I'm gonna be honest, I don't even listen to today's hip-hop because I'm over it, but when he posts something, I go and listen to it and I end up liking it.
Honestly, you said it perfectly. Your goal, because you said, like, hip-hop is dead. And that was the saying for so long.
For a long time.
I think the reason is because this corporate era has been pushing these, your quote-unquote hip-hop songs on people. We have people like you trying to save the culture and actually listening to the good stuff and letting us all know about that. Like, where do you find the stuff? I can admit I'm one of those people. I listen to the same songs over and over and
same
over.
Same here.
I know what I like. I just keep on going to it. And I don't explore. So, like, how do you find all those smaller name artists? Like, where do you go for that?
And you know what? Honestly, just digging through the established Spotify's and titles. And Apples. You just gotta dig. You know those, like, really poor artwork albums? Like those albums that you look and you're like, a fucking sixth grader drew this. I'm good. I'm not listening to that. Because that's a big part of it, is packaging. A lot of really talented musicians have no idea how to package or market themselves or brand themselves. So their album cover looks horrible. And you're like, scroll to the big name. Now, in Tyler's case, a lot of the big names, because they're big names, a lot of times they're almost unavoidable because they're big names because they are talented. So this, our goal is to put out the good stuff. And there's a lot of guys you wouldn't know, older hip-hop fans, who wouldn't know a Tyler and wouldn't know how talented he is and wouldn't know, maybe they still wouldn't fuck with it. But my goal is to always just, I think about the youngest hip-hop fan I know and the oldest hip-hop fan I know, would they both sit in the same car and enjoy this song? You know, just based off of the skill, the mastery, the art, the vision of it, the emotion behind it, maybe the story being told. So that's how I always, I always say there's something on the playlist for everybody. If you like hip-hop, something on this playlist is going to have you like, okay, I got to figure out who this motherfucker is. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my goal, is to, every time we update the playlist, I'm trying to add something to it that makes you go, I got to go find this. But yeah, I just dig through the crates. I just do the dirty work. Just do the dirty work, man, and scroll to that shit that nobody else wants to listen to.
Because you obviously listen to some less than stellar hip-hop, I'm assuming. Like, what do you think is the ratio? Like, when you're going through this playlist?
60-40 bad stuff.
So it's kind of 50-50 then?
Almost 50-50.
Coin flip?
I would say, yeah, it's definitely a coin flip. Like, this past week, I probably listened to between... We had a few albums already, like, queued up to record. But this last filming we did Sunday, we probably filmed, like, 12 albums. I listened to, like, 30.
Yeah.
I listened to, like, 30.
And that's actually, like, no different than the actual production of an album.
Yeah.
Because every album, you have, like, 14 tracks, but, like, you know, you're going to throw...
45 tracks didn't make it. Yeah.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
This is literally what we were just talking about with our last guest, Jetty McFly.
Yeah.
About how you basically dig through all of the music to find that good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all it takes. I've made it essentially my job, just taking that legwork.
Well, actually, and that's a beautiful thing about it, because the time and value you're creating is actually going through all the stuff. The hip hop you didn't know you needed to hear.
The hip hop you didn't know you needed.
There you go.
The hip hop you didn't know you needed. I live true to that. I, like I said before, I don't listen to hip hop.
For me personally,
it's trash, I think. But when I actually listen to stuff that was recommended, I'm like, actually, this is not as bad as I thought.
You have true value, because like I don't go and listen to new stuff. So I trust you enough. But like, if he says this song is good enough for me to listen to,
I'm gonna listen to it.
I appreciate it.
I'll give you some streaming numbers towards that, you know? Like, shit.
Actually,
I'll give you a commission.
Honestly, looking at my recently added right now, and I don't know if you know any of these people.
Mm.
Tell me if it's hip hop.
Okay.
Raven Owen.
Raven Owen. I've heard the name. I'm not sure. I'll have to hear some music. I feel like I've heard this person featured somewhere.
Justin Love.
I do know that name. I don't. It's like pop, R&B ish hip hop.
Very,
there's definitely a hip hop element with Justin Love, though.
Yeah, Son Little.
That one I do not know. That's a name I don't know.
Andrea Triana.
Who? The Snoop Dogg meme. Who?
Kate Stewart.
That doesn't sound like hip hop. She sounds like she want to speak to the manager.
Of course, I'm
Kate
sure.
Kate Stewart.
I'm sure you've heard of Jessie J.
Yes.
Tiana Taylor.
Of course.
Christina Aguilera.
Of course.
D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Aaron Allen Kane.
Yeah, I love Aaron Allen Kane. She was Prince's...
Isn't she beautiful?
She was like Prince's like protege, apparently.
Yeah, and she made a song called Fragile, and that shit's a hit. Anyways, that was just me proving that I don't listen to any hip-hop. But when you post the playlist, I make it my business to go and try to expand. Because these are the same people I listen to every day, over and over again. And especially Tajik's new album, House Party Part 1. That's just great. But, yeah, the only reason why I indulge in it is because you post it. So, not even a lie.
That, I've always said, if one person hears one new artist that they say, oh, this ain't that bad, I've done my job.
Because that thing, as I said, I'm kind of like your average music consumer. I go to the same things I know that I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And the only time I expand is when someone, again, has went like done the dirty work, gone through all the trash, and be like, hey, this is the good stuff.
Yeah. Right.
I need that in my life.
And not only are you telling us to listen to it, but you're telling us the worth to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you're not just saying, oh, go listen to this. This is good. No, you're telling me why I should listen to it. And that's the reason I listen to it. Just because you tell me doesn't mean I'm going to listen. But the fact that you take the time, Sunday Morning Sounds, take the time and explain this music and explain these things. Because I always wanted a lyric translator.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know what they were saying, but yeah, totally. Listening to your show and then going back and listening to the song, I'm like, whoa, that makes so much sense now. Because
yeah,
like you, J.O., I listen to the same damn thing. Yeah.
There's a huge proponent of hip-hop. It's just misunderstanding, because it comes from, generally the artist of it, come from a very slim walk of life.
Right. You
know, some of them are just acting, but even to act in that walk of life, it have to... be in that mindset of that walk of life, which, let's be honest, is some street shit. That's where it comes from. It's from the inner city.
Exactly.
What can you do? That's just the source of the art. I always said, man, if you feel oppressed in any sort of way, I'm telling you, there's some hip hop out there. That's where it comes from. It's not just from the streets. It's from oppression. Like, if you feel oppressed in any manner, I was just saying outside, why is it you go to a Kendrick concert, it's 10,000 white kids yelling nigga? Because they feel oppressed in some way. That's why they can connect. Yeah. That's why they feel so connected.
That's so true.
I'm telling you.
I've been to a Kendrick Lamar concert, and I walked in, and there were more white people in there than black people. So, and I was like, what? Are they trying to Eminem us or what? But no, it's like you said, we have to kind of look past that color or the stereotype and be like, oh, wait, they connect to this for why?
Exactly.
So to bring it back to the title of this episode, Always Protect Your Vision. Hmm. I think, again, you are the perfect person to have on this episode because you're a singer, you act, you write.
Singer, songwriter, writer.
You create.
Creator.
Like, what is your philosophy when it comes to protecting your vision? Seeing it from so many different levels of the
industry. So many hats, yeah.
You gotta be MCU with it. You gotta be Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what do you mean?
Write your ending first, man. See your ending first and
wait, that's how they write movies?
It feels like it.
Oh, I was like, I don't know.
We were just having a conversation in here earlier. Sopranos, The Wire, Entourage, Dexter, Game of Thrones now. Everything
is talking ending about horribly. I was like, what are you talking
about? Because everything ends horribly because they're figuring out how it's going to end as they go. Like, the writers and stuff are growing with it as they go. Kevin Feige and them guys at Marvel Studios, they knew exactly what the fuck was going to happen in the end before they shot the beginning.
And actually, perfect example is because as you start creating successful properties, then you have money involved. Well, you know, we have to have this finished a certain way because we need to maximize our profits.
We've literally talked about this.
So that's like the double-edged sword of this all because there's the entertainment value or there's the true creative art.
Exactly.
True creative art doesn't truly pay off in the end. In most instances, like arguably
the experimental stuff. You can ask A$AP Rocky. His last album was very experimental because now he has the money on his own to go ahead and put something out and not really have to worry about how it's received and not really have to worry about the numbers. But his last album did a slump because it was called Testing and it was all just experimental, trippy, lucid.
I mean, that's the great name for it.
It was called Testing. And that shit didn't test well with the numbers. Now, A$AP Rocky fans were drawn to it, and they love it. They love it. They're like, yo, this bomb is crazy. A$AP is growing. And that's what I said about it, is that he was evolving. But it's another example of him knowing when to let that kind of brainchild go. That was a protective thing. He could have got experimental sooner.
Yeah.
But that speaks to that corporate opposed to the art. He waited till his corporate thing was so solid that nobody could be upset about his experimental stuff.
So my question to you would be, do you think that was a personal choice or was that a corporate influence saying, was it the label pushing them saying, do it this way? Or was it him like, you know what? I had to do something different.
I picked him when you brought up the business as opposed to the art. I picked him for a specific purpose.
Okay.
Because not only do I listen to the music, y'all, I watch the numbers and shit too. So A$AP Rocky, people, when the Forbes list came out last year, he was like 11th on the Forbes list with like 14 million made in 2017.
Wait, what? Like, actually, I remember that.
And everybody was like, what the fuck is A$AP Rocky doing? He made that in a year.
14 mil?
14 million.
Sheesh. Can I make that?
Exactly. And I mean, there's people who consider themselves rap fans, honestly, older rap heads, who really aren't familiar. They may know the name loosely, but they really aren't familiar. So, I mean, he's not like, I wouldn't. In hip-hop, I think, yes, he's absolutely an A-lister, but when it comes to mainstream media, I don't know if he necessarily falls in what we. He's not a Will. He's not a J-Lo. Yeah. He's not a Denzel. You know what I'm saying? He's not household. It's the scope of celebrity. So, when people saw that, they were like, holy shit, what? Forbes list number such and such, 14 mil? What?
Yeah.
He even has lines about it. I know you've seen the Forbes, but he's a perfect example because he constructed this A$AP family and they had this vision of what it was going to be and they had this plan plotted out. And when he went to labels, well, not even went to labels, the labels came to him. They built something so great that the labels came. They had 2 million subscribers on YouTube before any real music hit like the radio or anything like that. They were moving units essentially. As a collective, as the A$AP mob, before anybody really popped off. We're talking like 2009, 2010, 2011, around that era, right before Long Live ASAP popped off and mm-hmm. stuff, and he really became a name. Right before then, man, they were already, they had two, like I said, 2 million subscribers before that. So he's a perfect example of seeing your thing through before the money even really gets involved. And that's a way to protect. That's a way to protect it is take them losses on the front end, man, and eat that dirt, eat that dirt. Eat that dirt until the point where you're not, where you have something to leverage, you know? And that's not speaking from experience, that's speaking from studying, a case study of A$AP Rocky. He's any independent artist of anything out there. Research A$AP Rocky and read the way he's built his label, he's built his family, the network around him, because now it's like 7 guys who are real stars from that camp. Mm-hmm. Like real solidified. They all have camps of their own now, built out of the A$AP camp, so... The ASAP mob, like the whole, like, yeah, the whole ASAP collective out of Harlem. It's like 7 or 8 of them dudes that's for real own, like own, moving units, getting music played on radios, making videos with all kinds of people. So I think that's a really good way to protect your vision is to see the long game and know it's going to be hard, man. It's going to be a whole lot of sleepless nights. It's going to be a whole lot of questions of is it going to work? Is this going to, it's going to be a lot of things not working, first of all. Let's get that. Just be ready for stuff to be ready to fail.
That's the biggest thing is having a vision and then selling it to a full team of people. Once everyone falls into that dream, unstoppable.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it sounds like that's the fact too.
Makes
like
the best team.
Again, you know, coming to the industry on a like bigger scale, mm-hmm. you have these outside influences. But as long as you have like that firm vision, it's gonna kinda follow in that way. There might be some changes you're gonna make along the way. Some things may not work. Right. But as long as you have the general idea in place.
Structure. You gotta have some
structure. That's
a skeleton to your dream.
Yeah, exactly.
At least a skeleton. You can't just say, oh, I wanna do this and be here. How?
Right.
You don't just get to the top of a building.
Exactly.
It has X amount of floors.
You climb a ladder, maybe.
You gotta visualize your ladder, you know, or a pyramid even. It's a much better term. Have your, you know, your top goals at the top of that pyramid. But know that top goal is going to be a tiny tip to this huge base of
work. Right.
So.
And you know what? Even just to say that, any good parent knows that their number one thing to do on this planet Earth when they have children is to protect their babies. Mm. The
protect their vision.
Protect their vision. Exactly really? Where I'm going, which is we oftentimes, when we have these ideas, we know there's some ideas and then there's some brain babies. Mm-hmm. And I think we take care of our brain babies way more than we take care of our ideas. Because with brain babies, you see them way further than you see with just an idea. When we started this podcast, or when I started this podcast originally, it was literally birthed out of like an hour.
An idea.
It was birthed out of an idea in an hour. I was like, wait a minute, I want to do something because I think my voice should be heard and I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, I just get this sense and I start feeling and keep hearing the same words over and over in my head. Wasn't listening to anything, was laying on the bed. And I just hear self-approved. And I was like, whoa, self-approved. And then it turned into a big brain baby, which you're sitting on today. Mm-hmm. So here's my question to you. Mm. How did Sunday Morning Sounds turn into your brain baby?
It was almost, I won't say inevitable, but I always have this.
Couldn't live with your failures.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
What'd that bring you?
Plenty of them. It came from this. I didn't see anyone. It seemed like this huge gap in hip hop of people. Why isn't there anyone? You can't name anyone in hip hop that could go to Yale, Harvard, Bill O'Reilly, and speak about hip hop the way Dr. Such and Such would speak about Bach. And Chopin.
Right.
And Beethoven.
No, that's true. 100%.
Why the f*** shouldn't it be me? That's a lot of things I do are, why the f*** wouldn't it? Why not? Nobody else is doing it. Why shouldn't it be me?
Kind of.
Nobody else is doing it because it's probably supposed to be me.
Exactly.
Is what it turns into after a while. And then I started getting this thought of like, damn, what if this was always it? And then you get into destiny and fate. And man, then we get into, you know, getting trippy. But but I honestly feel like, because now I look back like, damn, everything I've been doing my whole life has kind of been preparing me to be that guy with the experience and the leverage and the mind and, you know, and the interest to be that. So I just saw this need for protection of hip hop, man. I just felt like hip hop was getting hit with a lot of body shots.
Yeah.
A lot of hard body shots in the late 8th round, like
from Mike Tyson.
Yeah, a lot of hard lifts from Mike. So I don't know, man. It just felt like somebody had to put the guard up a little bit. And that's why how I always see Sunday Morning Sounds. It's like a hedge around
the Guardians of the Hip Hop.
Yeah,
Guardians
of the Hip Hop, bro, for real.
And even, and so with that, as a parent, speaking of, or putting it in these baby terms, as a parent, when they get pregnant, they're pregnant for 9 months normally. Mm-hmm. It's time to give birth. And then you go through a lot of pain. I mean, of course you go through it all the way through the growing trimesters. Mm. But when you're about to give birth to it, there's a lot of pain. It's probably traumatic. And all of this other stuff that goes along with it.
What the fuck did I just do?
Right, exactly. But you realize that you came out with a bundle of joy that you can never stop loving, no matter how hard you mm-hmm. want to try or give up. Yep. So my question to you is, through all of the pain that doing this kind of put you through, one, did it put you through any pain? And two, why did you keep going?
What I was just saying about destiny and fate, I always make this joke that there's no such thing as choice. Every choice that you make, every choice you make, you were gonna make the moment the Big Bang banged.
Right? It's like yeah, it's like a
every
game.
Every step you take, we feel like it's, oh, I'm making this choice, I'm going left instead of right.
It's like
you
were
always gonna
exactly.
go left, bro.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like that when it comes to especially creative things like this, you, no matter what you thought you were gonna do,
yeah,
you're always gonna get to this point.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
As far as pain, hell yeah, boy, I used to shoot this shit on my phone on Snapchat. I'm talking about holding my phone up on Snapchat. And I used to do it.
And that was
early.
Only when it was 10 seconds,
bro,
too.
I was working. Exactly. Like, them joints was, you know, 10 seconds or whatever, 15 seconds or whatever it was. So I was shooting the show in little 10-second, like, snippets.
Right.
Like, so, It took learning. And the homies going like, bro, you cut yourself off at the end. Like, people telling me, like.
I meant to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Of course. It's movies. You don't get it.
You understand. But, it's Hollywood, you know.
Right.
But, shit, true. A lot of early mornings, a lot of late nights, a lot of horrible music. There's some horrible music out there. Whew.
What about the backlash? Have you gotten any backlash from it?
Backlash.
Or more haters.
Honestly,
anybody.
I just want to say this. The branding he has brought is amazing because it's not opinion. It's just
really
what it is.
Fact,
yeah.
This is
fact.
What the sound is. This is how it is. This is what I can
this is what
compare
the
it to.
This is talking about. Yep.
Yeah.
This is who I would compare it to and who it reminds me of. I don't really do like, this is a 7 out of 10.
Like Stephen A.
This
Smith.
Is an 8 out of, yeah, this is an 8 and a half.
That's blasphemous.
Exactly. That's not really my thing. I really just break it down the same way someone would break down Beethoven's Fifth.
You know, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Same ways. Oh, well, it was beautiful the way he used the cellos here and trilled across the top of the glissando. Like, that type of thing.
Honestly,
I said,
that
hip-hop,
sounds like what we would say.
That's exactly what you would use, you know? So,
definitely.
So I take all of that education I've had, and I've been performing in all kinds of capacities my entire life. So, again, this is one of those things that took a moment. I had to be self-approved for a long time. For a long time, I was like, bro, who the fuck am I to tell people that this is good and this isn't?
Yeah, exactly.
But then I realized, who the fuck is somebody else to tell me that I don't know? I've been doing this shit for a long time.
Right, and you went to school for it.
Listen, I'm telling you, I have performed and forgotten more lyrics than most people will ever hear. Literally. There was a time in my life where 3 or 4 performances a week for 12 or 15 years straight. So I lived on stage the majority of my childhood. So, and the majority of my adult life. It came a moment where I was just like, bitch, I'm me.
Right.
I've been doing this.
Exactly.
And, you know, and there's a part of protecting your vision
right.
that comes from that. It's being right. solid in yourself and just knowing your self-worth and knowing that you were put here for that brain baby. When you get a brain baby, mm-hmm. it's usually because that shit is actually supposed to happen.
And it's way bigger than just that idea that you normally get on a daily basis. And before we go any further to disconnect it, I always tell people, we had a big conversation about this, but I always tell people, I say, all of the things we've been through mm-hmm. was literally made to suit us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And we were built to go through those things. Absolutely. Why I say that is because if anybody else go through what we went through, they wouldn't make it.
Exactly.
It's like having a social security number. It only goes to you. You can't use it for somebody else, and somebody else can't use yours.
Absolutely.
So all of these things we were actually built for. And if I tried to step in your shoes and tried to do what you did and had to go through what you went through, being gone. Like,
please believe, bro. I've been embarrassed and failed and did a whole, not really on stage. I'm pretty good on stage. Yeah. But I ain't never embarrassed myself on stage.
Let's make that clear.
I can make that. I can honestly say that I've never embarrassed myself on stage. That's a real statement. But, but yeah, bro, we've all been embarrassed. We've all failed. We've all, whew, but I've done it gloriously and a lot too. Whew.
And all I gotta say right now is this.
Make sure you go over to Sunday Morning Sounds on Instagram to go and check out your boy Danquay. On Instagram, this guy gives you all of the hot gossip. Sunday Morning Sounds, where we're the only person that give you the hottest scoop on hip-hop. That's like a radio intro.
It is. I'm gonna say, that's like radio. It is. We need a rapper to say that.
I'm telling you, start getting people to say that.
Hey, bro. Okay. I'm working on that. I'm working on making it more personal.
When it comes down to protecting your vision, I've had this vision my whole life coming out to LA, and the five people around this table are the biggest element of this all. It shows that when you just stick to it and don't take anyone's opinions into it, just do it.
But I'm sure you've had people to tell you you won't do it.
Of course.
I'm pretty sure you had moments where the finances wasn't looking like it, and then you're like, well, not gonna do it.
But again, we're all on the same page, and we were brought together for this specific reason.
Very specific reason.
And no matter what we did or said or tried or squealed or prayed about, would have ended up here
anyway.
I really believe
because
in that destiny.
We protected our visions.
People hate hearing that, but
you know,
man,
what?
I really believe
that's
in destiny.
That's so funny. Just like a quick story. Before I moved out here in 2018, I've been out here almost for a year now, a whole year. Before I moved out here, I knew that I was always destined to go to LA. And I said that because the beginning of my name is LA. And I was like, I belong in LA, probably on some childish stuff, but not actually believing until I got older. And I was like, I belong in LA. There's something about LA that keeps drawing me. And before I got here, everything that could go wrong went wrong. The place that I was supposed to stay got jacked up. Everything, like the job that I had lined up, went haywire. All the money, just something happened to it. I don't know what, but it just disappeared.
Somebody spent it.
Yes. Somebody spent it, and it wasn't me. Honestly, actually. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. I still ended up here. And even today, I was thinking, I was like, this was meant to be. There's no way I would have connected with people on such a deeper level than I am now.
Protecting the vision.
And I fought everything I could to protect the vision. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here. That's why you're here. And so, JL, didn't you work with Sunday Morning Sounds at one point?
All day, every day.
So tell us about that. I know we're interviewing him, but you also had a hand in this behind the scenes.
Oh, tell him.
All it was
he's wearing a Sunday Morning Sounds hoodie.
No, all it is just, again, as we're saying, is protecting the vision. Me and him, we both came to LA with a vision. We were brought together through this whole divine universe. And it's funny, too, because you guys know me. I'm very introverted, so I don't talk to people at the gate. Probably like a month or two before me and you actually even talked.
Yep.
Our beds like across from each other. Like every day we wake up, we look at each other.
He'd be like, yo.
And we're like, yeah, what's up? And then one of those things that just naturally grew. It's like, oh, you do this? You do that? Oh, shit. Yeah. We're pretty similar.
Yeah.
We're just kind of going on with life and protecting our vision. And then just because we just like, okay, I think we were put together for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now we're here a year later.
Producing.
Exactly.
It looks producing like a year producing later, yeah.
It was actually because, like, actually before I went to Thailand, I left a bunch of my shit here. And I was like, do you know who can I trust to watch over my shit? I was like, yo, Quay's got me. I came back. He's like, she's good.
Yeah, bro.
He's like, ball.
Sure.
I'm like, brother for life. Brother for life.
For real, man. You have to protect high vibrations, bro. Because they're 1 in 10,000, man. So when you find people with high vibrations, with minds like yours, with drive like yours, you gotta stick close to them, man. You gotta keep them close to you.
You can't fight
Absolutely.
It. You can't fight it.
Can't fight it at all.
Absolutely. If you try, then you're going to be in a whole world of hurt.
Right. And talking about a whole world of hurt, got a question for you, sir. So we all know that there is a cost to protecting the vision. Talk to us about that cost that made you push even harder, maybe, you know, even on
the finances,
the marketing side, the just pushing through it, the losing of sleep and all of that stuff. Tell us about that side of Sunday Morning Sounds and creating your own material.
a lot of times it's been, honestly, we are guerrilla style with it. We're not, y'all are so protected and indoors. Look at, y'all got a roof over y'all stage. You don't know what roofs are and Sunday morning sounds. No, it, honestly, if you go on YouTube, the very earliest episodes were literally on my roof at, in the Bronx, like on top of my building in the Bronx, like holding my phone.
Wait, how long you been doing this?
2016. Shit. 2016, yeah, we've been grinding. Actually, working towards a brunch day party performance in September. Ooh. We're doing that now.
I will RSVP right now.
I will RSVP as well.
September 22nd, the venue is pretty much in the bag. We got a couple of people who already throw parties in LA. We went and got with some experienced party throwers. So, but, I mean, it's like this. When I had, I was lucky enough to have a really clear vision. Like, as soon as I saw Sunday Morning Sounds, I saw Complex Magazine. I saw The Source. Mm. I saw XXL.
That's right.
I saw, goddammit, Def Jam. I saw Universal Music. I saw it as big as any one of those components of the music industry now. And so I was kind of blessed. I know sometimes some people get brain babies and they don't have the mind to really
push.
Mold it. Yeah, they don't have the mind to mold it immediately. Like, yeah. my pushing through the bullshit came as a result of having such a clear vision, of having such a clear view of what the end game was. But I think the biggest thing you can do, especially if you don't have the clearest vision, is just try to affect one person. That's always been my goal. I always, every time I drag my body out to bed at 4 o'clock, I wake up at 4:30 every day Pacific time because guess what?
Again, being a roommate of you, I know this.
It's a fact. I get up at 4:30 every day to start posting because we live in LA. I can't wait till 9 to start posting stuff.
Right, because then it'll be about 3 on the East Coast.
It's lunchtime, man. So I'm up before people get to work on the East Coast to post every day for years now. So, and the thing is, I know at least one person is going to get that piece of news from us. Somebody's going to cut our page on at 5 a.m. on the East Coast or 8 a.m. on the East Coast or whatever. And they're going to say, man, what the f*** is happening in the world? Let me flip through their story. I know Sunday Morning Sounds posted something.
Here's the thing. An hour is a huge time
in
difference.
News? Oh, my God.
An hour, that's old news already. You got to be that first person. So that's what I admire about this f***ing guy.
You see it, and too.
I wish I could get up that early.
Right. Exactly. Because you see it all the time. Where these news stations are competing to get that story, they show up 24/7 way earlier.
You gotta tell it first and tell the truth.
Exactly. Yeah. Literally. Mm-hmm. And that just shows
shoot
like
first,
the dedication.
Ask questions later.
Yep. Literally.
America.
You have to keep America. In mind. Just try to affect one person, man. If you just keep it in your mind, make it worth your while to affect one person. And that's how you keep your head on straight. Is know that somebody's watching, somebody out there that you don't even know probably.
Right.
Somebody's like, yo, I don't know what I'd do if I didn't get my news from Sunday Morning Sound. You know, somebody out there is like, I wake up to a new artist every week from this guy. Da, da, da. Like, I love finding this new music. I've never had the time to do it myself. Somebody out there says that to themselves. And I always think about that dude.
100% believe it.
I always think about that dude.
Because I would, and again, not just saying this because you're in front of me, but I would not ever listen to half the crap that y'all listen to or anybody else will listen to, because that's just not me. That's not my vibe. I don't listen to that type of music. I'm not attracted to the hip hop music or whatever.
Yep.
I might listen to a few like hot hip hops, like Old Town
Road. Some songs, yeah,
but it's because it's super
what the industry
popular.
Tells you to listen to.
Exactly.
Listen to this, listen.
And as actors, you know, we tell you how to react. We tell you how to feel. We make you do this so you can do it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You wouldn't be able to do it without us. And it's kind of the same with you. I wouldn't listen to this music without looking at your stories and looking at your show and being like, oh, wait, I should probably go check that out because it's an even greater thing behind it. It's an even greater plan or even greater production behind it. Mm-hmm. And knowing me, I have to break things down because I get really analytical. And I'm like, all right, what's actually the root of this? Like, why should I really listen to it? And if you really listen to this music, even though it sounds like mumble, most of it sounds like trash, but it's not because it has a bigger or deeper infrastructure in it. It has a deeper sound in it. And when you listen to it for that sound, maybe that Sunday Morning Sound, then you get what you need. And that's what I started to do. I started to listen to this music deeper than what I would listen to it on the surface.
On that note, Sunday Morning Sounds is one of my most retweeted Twitter pages.
Hey.
So we should probably go into our next segment, Twitter Me This. With Spotify, it's easy to find the right music for every moment. On your phone, your computer, your tablet, and more. There are millions of tracks on Spotify. So whether you're working out, partying, or relaxing, the right music is always at your fingertips. Or let Spotify surprise you. You can also browse through the music collections of friends, artists, and celebrities, or create a radio station and just sit back. Soundtrack your life with Spotify. Subscribe or listen for free. Spotify Premium now comes with Hulu on us. Music, podcasts, TV, movies, free for 30 days. Just $9.99 a month after. I think because we have a special guest on the episode, Sunday Morning Sounds, are you ready to Twitter me this?
I think I am.
Let's get it.
I think I retweeted it too. Let me go to the page.
I probably did as well.
Alrighty. Oh, yeah, I did. All right, so y'all watch basketball, right? Mm-hmm. Some approved fans.
We do.
Toronto, the six.
Ooh, we do.
And six.
We do.
The six and six. What? All I'm going to say is what Twitter said. America never lost an NBA championship under Obama.
Mm.
Who tweeted that?
True.
Mike Tadow. Mike. Mike. Shout out to Mike with the pride flag in his head.
That's right. Oh, yeah. That's right. Shout out to Mike Tadow. Not shout out to Nike for the laziness that they did. They know they could have turned that check into a pride flag. But anyway.
Exactly.
Not my business.
Stuck bars over the...
Yeah.
The whole flag over the actual logo. Right. Sorry. Anyway.
But yeah, man. Yeah, we never lost the NBA championship to some other country under Obama. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Even though we're all fans of Toronto, by the way. Let's go ahead and clear that up. So nobody will try to come for our next. We're all fans of Toronto.
It's because you're the Canadian... infiltrate the country now.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Guys should have built the wall.
Wow. You're on the wrong border, man. You got basketball players coming and taking our jerseys from the north.
From the north. And that's what's on their jerseys.
Yeah, the north.
I saw that and I was like, yo, those are fire.
Yeah
bro. You I'm never get anybody to do that.
Winter is here, mm-hmm. bro.
Winter has came.
Winter has came.
Whoa.
And winter's gonna get in the Uber now that he's coming.
My Twitter me this is shout out to our production manager Kaden G for sending me this. She's been amazing. My first Twitter me this is from Wozak or A Wozak. The Twitter name is Z and the Twitter picture is Danny Phantom. Remember that show? Yeah, that was such a good show on Cartoon Network, right? Nobody watched that?
Damn.
You get it.
Yeah, bro.
That just blew my mind. Anyway, nobody else knew what that was. But the tweet said, dudes who don't accept the LGBT community have small dick energy. Sorry, I don't make the rules. I'm just saying, I'm all for it. Welcome to June, Pride Month. That's not, let me just go ahead and clear this up. Pride is not just about gay people. It's about celebrating love that is love. Who you are is who you are.
Bro.
Period.
If any one human being on earth feels oppressed in any way, we are all fucking oppressed.
We are Great. Pride about the them I being free.
Hit the table.
No. But it, real, we're bro, proud like, about them being free, and that's what Pride Month is about. So anybody that don't support Pride Month,
punch them.
All of the straight people that want to throw a straight parade, it's not even about your sexuality.
Every day
it's
a about being
coming from a straight person.
Fucking idiots.
Sorry, I got really loud, but that's so true. Anyway, JL, go ahead. Because I can rant about this. Ooh.
Okay. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Young Ma.
Call him Stephanie.
Young Rico.
I'm telling you.
Young Rico on the track.
I might need to make some music. Wait a minute.
Okay, so we got one from, actually, this was liked by Kingsley.
Hey, shout out to Kingsley, man.
Jordan Dow, at Jordan Dow, with two W's. If you're not happy, you need to do something about it. And change that shit. It's not waiting around the corner for you. And no one's going to hand it to you on a golden platter. You need to put in the work to find what it is you need. Never settle. Okay, I'm screaming.
Is that the tweet? Or
I'm trying. No, I'm trying to emphasize because I'm assuming that's how he meant it to be. Okay, I'm screaming.
Let me see. I could probably tell you. That's no, it's okay. I'm screaming.
Okay, I'm screaming.
That's what that was.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
You said it way too cool. You're freaking Canadian. Anyways, continue.
But yeah, I just agree with that. It's putting the work. Simple as that.
Protect that vision.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to do.
That's how you protect the vision, is constantly work at it.
Yeah.
And screaming.
Yeah.
That's right.
There will be screaming. There will be blood.
There will be blood. Dang, we've gone the same way. Anyway.
Unless, don't protect the vision unless you're happy.
Whoa.
Or unhappy.
That's
true. If you're unhappy,
don't protect it. Yeah. Change it.
Yeah.
And before we go any further, I just took a notice that there was a reply to my tweet. So again, my tweet was, dudes who don't accept the LGBT community have small dick energy. Sorry, I didn't make the rules. And then there was this so conservative bigot that aggravated me just now. When, of course, when I read this tweet, which said, this is interesting to see because the LGBTQ community is full of sinners. Literally, every last one of them is a sinner. So people who accept this are going to hell. That one, that took balls. Number two, coming from a PK, you're a damn liar, because that's 100% not true. Because if you are preaching, quote unquote, the Bible, it tells you to love everybody. That's the only way you're going to go to heaven. You're not going to go to heaven hating people and not accepting people. So shut the hell up. Goodbye. I think I want to save this.
Seems legit.
Remember to save this tweet, because we need to talk about this way more.
That's not how sinning works. I would just like that motherfucker to know.
Yeah, right.
Coming from Kanan G, that's not how sinning works.
My favorite line, and honestly, it's from a recent Taraji P. Henson movie, Best of Enemies.
Oh, yeah. That's
same
such a
God made you, made me.
Bam.
That's it right there. Same God you praying to made me, stupid.
Same universe, whatever you pray to, whoever you think made you, had to make me too, because that's why I'm here.
And I'm as perfect and righteous and holy as you think you are,
as
sir.
You think you are. And if you want to be honest, when he said he went and died on the cross for all sins, he meant mine too, just as
like
well as all
everybody.
Of your. I feel like he meant everybody.
Everybody?
Everybody. Speaking of everybody, let's move on into our...
next segment.
Not too deep. This is a segment. You know what? You should explain this. Let's see your explanation.
This is a segment where we talk about deep things, but we only have a minute, so we can't get too deep into it because we will obviously have 1 minute to talk about this. Kaden G has a timer all set up.
Oh, no. This is your not too deep. This is something you have to think of, sir.
Oh, got it. Boom.
Okay. You have
deep.
I thought you were going to like throw me like
a alley hoop. You know, that happened a lot, but not tonight.
Word. I think I got something.
If you don't have anything, we can just roll with it. But
hey, speaking of just roll with it, on June 14th, there's a preview coming up tomorrow. Well, we're recording this on a Thursday, Friday. So anyway, go listen to it or go look at it on your Disney channel. June 19th, it comes out 7 o'clock. Bam.
Just roll with it.
Sure.
Ready?
All right. So, not to get too deep, but men have feelings too. There's this thing where people have been taught for so long. Men have been taught not to talk about feelings. Not all buck up. Don't cry. Da 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 da. There's this thing that happens that people believe that men are incapable of emotion because we've all been conditioned for men to not have emotion. When I find it's much harder in this society, because like I said, I've been an artist, been expressing myself my entire life. That's what drew me to performing and stuff. It's much harder, especially as a straight black male in America, because be honest with you, no one gives a shit. Work harder is what you get when you talk about emotion. No one gives a shit. Work harder.
True.
Which is probably the same for most people in general, but I don't know. It feels especially prevalent in my life. But there's this thing that happens where even when a man is articulate about his emotions, it's so hard to actually find an audience because no one's prepared to listen because we haven't for so long. So that's my minute. We haven't listened to men's emotions for so long, and now we're almost as incapable of listening as we are of actually emoting.
That was really good. I agree.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, so my topic is something that I watched this video like 3 times before we started because I loved it so much. But some quote that I took from it said, sometimes letting things go is an act of far greater power than defending or hanging on. We don't let it go because we think we can control it. It's not holding on, it's what we're holding on to that kills us. That's all I'm saying. I'm gonna quote it and I'm gonna leave it at that. I yield my time over to JL.
Oof. Damn, I'm gonna use them extra 27 seconds.
True. True.
Can I get at least
27 seconds?
Do you need them? You can have them.
No, you're good.
Jail.
I had a not too deep in place, but then one thing you said, Dan Quay, was about when it comes to Sunday morning sounds of as long as you could reach one person. The homie NJ, I remember him, you know, shout out Saskatoon in the building.
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
But from where we're from, you don't get that broad distribution. From a small town, I remember this one time he got a message from some guy in New Jersey and saying that your music touched me in a certain way where I actually did not commit suicide.
Wow.
And this is from like where we're from. You don't think you're going to be touching people in these big markets like that.
In Canada,
but
yeah.
But it was that one person
that
changed their life because of the music. You don't think you can do that. It's like one person at a time is how we actually change the world. Absolutely. People have this thing. It's like we have to do millions of units at once. But it's, no, it's one person at a time. And that's my not too deep moment.
Perfect.
This guy's good.
I ended before. I ended good. Way before. No, he's had. Good. You still ain't
he broke that shit.
I ended way
Let
before.
Let me see his computer. He broke that shit.
But even before we go on any further, that's so true. Because I almost been quit this podcast before I even brought you on as a co-host. I wanted to quit and end it because I was like, nobody's listened to it. And then I looked. One day, I just up and looked at the people that listened to it, how many people. It got over 1,000-something streams. And I was like, whoa, people are listening. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at my DMs on Instagram, and somebody was like, dude, keep making that, because I needed to hear it. You helped me not commit suicide. And I was like, whoa, that's a lot to put on me.
Life changer.
And so that one person means a lot to you, man. So thanks for you listeners out there. Also, thanks for, you know, sharing that, both of you. But I just need to put that out there that we look at these numbers and we listen to you guys. That's it. I mean, yeah.
So on that note, final segment. Let's do some psychobabbling. So in this segment, we take 1 minute to just randomly rant about some psycho stuff. Psycho babble. Are you ready to rant about some shit?
Who's psycho here? Woo!
The psycho is right now. It's Dan Quay over on Sunday Morning Sounds, where you just rant about anything you feel like it under 1 minute on production managers Kaden G's.
Let me get at least go. One prepared.
Five.
Are you ready?
Four. Three. Oh, I am.
Well, then we'll go in reverse order.
I'm always ready to psychobabble.
Huh? Psychobabble then. Do it.
All right. Listen, I just want to continue the little conversation that I was having about you conservative motherfucker that thought that just because one person sin was better than the other one that they were going to get in heaven first. Listen, you I don't know who you are. And yes, I used the word anybody listening. It's probably going to get edited out. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But listen, nobody's sin is bigger than the other one. Again, I grew up as a PK, grew up in the church, and still go and still believe that if one person committed a sin, we commit sins every day. And if you want to get technical, Paul said, I die daily because we commit so many sins that we have to crucify our flesh. So if you want to get really biblical, please come with the facts. But remember that he died for all of us, not just one sin, but all sins. So you, mother, yes, I cursed when I said Jesus in the same sentence, go to hell, because that's where you're going, not the people that you call or gay or anybody in the LGBT community. That's my psychobabble. I'm out. Mic drop. Not actually gonna drop the mic.
I was gonna say, men, leave women alone in public. Stop harassing girls, dog. That shit's whack as fuck. Just stop. That's my rant.
It ain't your turn yet.
Oh,
it ain't your turn.
It's a full minute. It's a full minute. And then a full minute.
I mean, but you can add on to
it. I thought we were all going to psychobabble in the same minute. I was like, oh, well, he just killed the psychobabble.
That'd be a challenge.
I thought it was like rant,
what if
rant,
we psychobabble
rant,
in like
rant, 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 rant.
What if we psychobabble in 2 minutes?
Like, rant thought. That's why I had my thought in like one
psycho
sentence.
Psychobabble shit.
What's a PK?
Honestly, let's pass this kid or preach this kid. Honestly, we should do that right after this.
I thought
maybe
it was
going
to be like one-liners. Just like, you know what really scuffs my Tims? You know what really grinds my gears.
Or as they call it in Washington, their butters. I don't know what that means.
You know what really chafes my undercarriage.
Anyway, J.O., are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, Kaden G., on your go.
There's going to be a lot less passion in mine because you got pretty passionate about that.
That just pissed me off, sorry.
But I saw today President Trump. Ugh. He had Kim K on stage at the White House, justice reform, all that stuff. Mm. I'm conflicted about it because obviously Kim K, she started her life off making a porn tape. And a lot of the sexy stuff yes. she does, there's kind of like questionable what they do for attention. However, though, they're starting to translate that into positive change. But it's sad, though, that that's making headlines over, was it Nigeria or something like that?
Sudan.
There is like crazy genocide. People are getting murdered and raped and thrown into rivers. And we have Kim Kardashian at the White House.
Very much.
Making justice change.
Justice. In America.
But we gotta start looking at some more broad level stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, great. I think it's your turn to actually psychobabble now.
I was confused about the function of the psychobabble earlier. I apologize to all you self-approved listeners out there.
I think what you brought up, though, is change the system to make it better now.
Yeah.
You've changed psychobabbles going forward.
Oh, well, thank you. Honestly, I didn't realize that's what you were saying at the beginning of that sentence.
I think we should do that. At least try it. We might not stick to it, but we should try it because that would be fun to do. But
I'm going to get all the way in character for you niggas out there, son. Stop bothering these ladies. And yo, if the lady is in the grocery store, right, she's shopping, she's minding her business, I don't give a fuck how good you think she looks. I don't give a fuck how good you think your game is, bro. Let her live, dog. You don't think about the fact that you're the 12th guy. If it's 6 p.m in the grocery store, you're the 12th dude that day, son. And I'm not telling you not to holler ever. But be more organic, bro. Y'all making up my chances because I'm a respectable gentleman. Preach. I don't even get a shot because she's already pissed by the time I see her.
Preach.
She's already pissed. I may meet her organically, like sitting next to each other at Starbucks or something like that. But she's standoffish. She's already like, I'm just done for the day because you niggas. So, bro, but for real, no. I honestly, the other day, saw a video of this lady getting like followed. And honestly, there was nothing stopping this person from hurting her. So stop being weird. Like, don't be weird about it if you're gonna holler. That's all.
That is my spirit animal right there.
I'm gonna throw a monkey wrench in this race. Are you ready? I always come with things up my sleeve. So before we end this podcast, we're gonna play a game with our special guest. This one is called Movie or Album. Because you're all about hip hop, right? You're all about the music. All about Sunday morning sounds. So I'm going to say a movie or an album. Nice. And you tell me if it's a movie or an album. I think that's going to be fun, right?
I love it.
Wouldn't that be fun?
As a filmmaker and hip-hop connoisseur.
Hey, I saw what you did there, Quay.
Because we're not French, you know what I'm saying? So I do know a Kwan, though. Actually, a good friend of mine. So,
all right, let's do it.
Let's hit it. That sounds fun.
So, number one, The Hustle. Movie... or album.
God, there's so many of both with the word hustle in them. God. The Hustle, though. There's Kung Fu Hustle. There's Hustle and Flow. That's an album, though. I can't remember whose it is, though. I'll be totally honest. I can't remember whose it is, but that's music.
I'm going to say, based off my list, that's incorrect.
Oh.
That movie comes out May 10th, or came out May 10th.
This year?
Yep, this year.
Oh, I thought we were going further back then. Yeah, that's crazy. What did The Hustle?
Honestly, though, there might...
I haven't seen a single trailer for that.
There might have to be an asterisk, because we know there is some hip-hop albums
right.
called The Hustle.
Let's say this.
Pretty safe to say.
Based off of the website Fast Company.
Okay.
Let's put that out there. I probably should have said that asterisk. In the beginning. All right, movie or album? Foster.
That's a movie.
Correct. Came out May 8th. Movie or album? The Souvenir.
I've seen the marketing for that. That's a movie.
Definitely a movie.
For that one. Yeah.
Definitely
that's
a movie.
That's LA Life right there.
Bad Religion.
That's a Frank Ocean song. I'm trying to think of albums recently.
Movie or an album?
Movies. I feel like that's album, yeah. I feel like that's album. I can't.
Hey, you off mic. Stop helping him.
No, but honestly, I was leaning album anyway. I was leaning album. I'm going to say album. I honestly don't know whose, though.
That is definitely an album.
Whose is it?
That's by... I don't even remember what I said. So, Age of Unreason, I think.
Say what?
Something like that. Moving on to the next one. Your next one is... California Sun, movie or an album?
California Sun.
Shout out to Nick that just came in. We'll put that
this
in.
This episode is sponsored by Made Solid Nick.
And hey. Sunday Morning Sounds. Yes. Hey. Bam.
California Sun.
California Suns. Is it an
Suns
album?
Suns plural?
Suns.
That's a big
or
question.
Sun.
Suns, I feel like, is an album. California Suns, not Suns as in hijos, but Suns as in California Suns is an album.
Correct. That's an album.
Yeah, California Suns.
They should move the Phoenix Suns to California and call them the California Suns.
Ooh.
This guy's a marketing
maverick. Marketing maverick guru.
I mean, California's kind of full, though.
Movie.
We'll move to like
San Jose or something. Yeah,
right?
San
yeah.
Jose, Santa Barbara or some shit.
Movie or album? Remastered.
Oh, that's an album. I feel like I know whose album it is.
Who?
No. What I'm thinking of is like an album that gets remastered, but that's not the same thing. The title is remastered. I'm going to stick with album because I don't want to be flippant. But the way Rico's looking
flippant.
At
flippant. I'm definitely going to tell you that that's a movie.
What movie is that? Who's in that?
It came out on Netflix.
Oh.
Hey, it's still called Remastered.
Okay, next time we play this game, I need parameters. I want general theater releases.
This one, We Get By. Movie or album?
Album. Talking quality?
Is that,
was that the name of the album? That was the name of the song. Was that the name of the album, though?
That was the name of the album. But it is an album, so you're right.
That was the
you're
name.
Welcome.
That was the, yeah.
You're welcome. I might have just given it to you.
I'm like what? I'm like 5 out of 6, 4 out of 6? I'm not bad.
Yeah, you're doing good. The Society. Movie or album?
Movie.
It's a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie. Oh, I might be thinking about The Firm.
Tom Hanks?
Tom Cruise in The Firm.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, it was Tom Cruise.
One of them. Tom's.
Say the name again? The
Society.
The Society. Holy shit. I won't be flipping. I'll stick with movie, but.
In that case, you're correct.
Damn. It's movie. Damn, that was a good guess.
Last two. The Hot Zone.
Damn. The Hot Zone. That could definitely be either one. It's either a female rapper rapping about her genitalia or or it's a war movie. It could be one of those like basketball player rappers talking about like 2-3 zone, the hot zone. But it's not. I think it's a movie.
That is definitely correct. And your last one. I'm going to give you an easy one. Ready? Forever. It's easy.
How? Oh,
Forever. Is that a movie?
And
or album?
Let's just end. I'm going to just end on album on GP. I'm going to end it on album. I'm sure it's both. I bet you.
I would have to say, I'm so sorry you felt that way and you stuck with it. Because that was definitely correct.
That was good. That was actually going to answer my seat. I almost sat forward.
That kind of wraps it up.
I've been looking for albums called Remastered. It blows my mind. I can't find any albums called Remastered, which would just like be a... Is
Kendrick Lamar?
No, that was Unmastered.
Oh.
Yeah, Untitled, Unmastered.
Unmastered, Untitled. That was close.
But there's a lot of like remastered, like old albums that get remastered
yeah.
in the digital age and stuff. So,
but I guess why would you call
it in the title, but yeah.
Wow, this kind of blew my mind.
On that, you got 8 out of 10, but we're going to do a quick round, and this one's going to be songs or show.
I can sing a whole
and
song.
Even with the, and even with the song, you get a bonus point, one bonus point, if you tell me who wrote it or who sung it.
I'm going to say, I got a homie who can actually tell you who wrote it, too. Like, he's pretty amazing, but anyway.
Ready? Crash Talk.
Oh, Schoolboy Q song.
Correct. Love Me Now.
Ooh, I don't know who it is. It's a song, but I don't know who it is. Shit. Love Me Now.
Two.
Halsey?
Incorrect. Tory Lane.
Tory Lane. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Yep.
Father of Four.
Oh, that's Offset.
Correct. Bad habits.
Bad habits, bad habits, bad habits. Oh, God, I know it. I do too. I know it. Billy, no. Yeah, I said it. Billy Eilish.
Incorrect. Nav.
Oh, yeah. N-A-V. Yeah, yeah. Nav. Damn. Yep, sure is. I didn't realize you were going to stick to hip hop, honestly. I thought you were going to ask me songs.
Okay. Views.
Obviously, that's Drake.
Damn.
Kendrick.
The Carter Five.
Oh, shit, nigga Wayne.
Take care.
Drake again. Greatest. Drake's finest work, if you ask me. Sorry.
Greatest hits.
What? How many people got greatest hits albums? Greatest hits. DJ Mustard? I don't know. Who put out the greatest hits recently?
Sing on the Billboard charts.
On the Billboard right now, greatest hits on the Billboard right now. Oh, Prince.
Incorrect. Tupac.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yep.
On the Billboard?
45.
Mm-hmm. Where?
45.
Oh, I didn't scroll that far today. Harder. To be honest with you, I did not scroll that far.
Harder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Harder Than Ever.
Oh, that's Lil Baby.
Correct. Fever.
Oh, Megan Thee Stallion.
Legend.
Incredible album, by the way, ladies.
Legend. The Best Of.
Legend. The Best Of. Oh, and I know it. Oh, I know this one. Legend. The Best Of. Oh, I know it. And I'm going to be really upset when you tell me. I'm going to pass, though.
You are. Yeah.
You're really upset when you tell me.
Bob Marley.
Yeah. Yep.
Question mark.
Question
mark. It was literally a question mark.
Damn, was that Logic? No, no.
Incorrect. XX.
Oh, Tentacion. Yep.
Tentacion.
Ah. I honestly haven't listened to any of his music in a minute now.
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Yeah, that's Logic.
Stony.
Stony, that's Post Malone.
A Boogie With The Hoodie.
A Boogie With The Hoodie.
That guy.
That's the guy's name. That's not the name.
Exactly. There you go. For real.
YG.
Astroworld.
That's Travis Scott.
Champions.
And that's Meek Mill. Is it?
Yeah, I actually said it wrong. It was Championships.
Yeah.
Invasion of Privacy.
Cardi. Oh, Rap Album of the Year at the Grammys.
Victory Lap.
Of course, the man Nip.
Rest in peace.
For real. Rest in peace.
That's probably the best way to finish it off right there.
That ended, yeah, actually. Yeah, I ran out of all of them. So, this last segment, you should do that.
Yeah, Tupac blew my mind. Tupac's on the chart.
Yeah, 46.
Tupac is on the chart. He's number 46.
I literally
out of 50. I didn't even look at the top 100s. I didn't even look out of like the 100s. That's crazy.
Damn, I missed that.
Well, our last segment here is just shoutouts.
Shoutouts.
I just want to shout out the homie Danquay. My homie, we bonded since day one here, so it's just a pleasure to have you on this episode. So I just want to shout you out, man.
For sure.
So who got shout out?
Got to shout out to Six tonight. Got to shout out Canada. Hey, Toronto. Man, never forget, Americans. Ooh, never forget. If you love basketball, thank a Canadian. Because William Naismith created the game. Canadian. Underhanded into the peach basket. Little hole in the bottom.
To the peach basket.
So you could get the broomstick up and get the ball back out. They didn't even have nets. And now look, Canada's won a championship.
I would have never thought I would have seen that in my life. So.
You feel me? So shout out to Toronto, shout out to Canada, shout out to Self Approved, obviously.
Oh, that's sweet of you. My shout outs goes to Trevor and Adam, Trevor Moore and Adam Smalls, the writers of the new hit Disney Channel show that your boy features in, maybe one or two times. Who knows? On the Disney Channel, it's called Just Roll With It. A preview is released June 14th on the Disney Channel, but the show comes out on June 19th. I'm pushing it hard because it was such a phenomenal cast. Yes, that is what she said. That probably shouldn't go into a Disney shout out, but anyway, they're grown. Goes to the amazing cast, Toby Winham, Ramon Reed, Kaylin Heyman, and Susie Bear for your phenomenal work this season. This was just the first season, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be like 10 seasons to come, because if friends can do it, I know you guys can do it too. And I know you guys watch because you guys asked for a hoodie personally, and I think it's my job to deliver. But thank you guys for your support. I support the show. Catch your boy on it. Also, shout out to, you know, Dan Quay, man. He kind of just came out of the blue today. And we shot a episode. It's all about protecting your vision. And I think with that said, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this episode, which is, while buffering, binge on what makes you happy. I'm going to say this to you personally. Mm. Binge on what makes you happy. Find your grace and style. Remember you deserve a drink and that you're official by your own approval. Because it's time for you to learn how to be a boss. And write some notes to yourself because you got this round. This is your boy, again, at the Self-Proof Podcast with none other than the phenomenal guest, Dan Quay from Sunday Morning Sounds. Please go and check them out. Follow them on their social medias. Go ahead and say, where can we find you, by the way?
At Sunday Morning Sounds on Instagram. We are on Apple Music, Spotify for the playlist. You can literally just type in the words, Sunday Morning Sounds. We'll pop right up.
Can we just type in the words?
You can just type in the words, Sunday Morning Sounds. You don't even need the brightness emoji on most of them. SMS Podcast, we're one episode deep, y'all. One episode into the SMS Podcast. You can find that link on Instagram and stuff. We got all kinds of stuff coming. SMS Create, videography services, videography, music consulting, film editing, script consulting, all that stuff over SMS Creates. So it's growing, man. It's growing from like beyond just the show, beyond just the news. But the best way to get with us, definitely at Sunday Morning Sounds.
Question, when does this show come out?
Sunday Morning Sounds?
Yeah.
We honestly share new artists as they post new music. We share news every day. But, you know, we kind of post every day. Post something for you to chew on every day or so.
And it's safe to say Sunday mornings.
Sunday mornings.
Yeah, I was going to ask, when can we catch the show?
Yeah, Sunday mornings, the Where? Actual full episode on YouTube is every Sunday you can check for a new YouTube. Or every two.
Every two.
We got real lives too. We got things going on. But yeah. Sunday mornings, there's always new content Sunday mornings. The playlist has changed. There'll be a new episode up on YouTube. There'll be new stuff up on the Instagram. Always check on Sundays at the middle.
Sounds good to me. And with that being said, you can go and follow your boys over on our social medias. First, the podcast at Self-Approved PD. That is SELFAPPROVEDPD. It's not hard to find on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, almost probably everywhere else. Go and listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Podcoin. You have an excuse not to listen to this podcast.
You forgot Black Planet.
Wait, you can actually listen to podcasts. I don't know. Anyway, follow your boy J-O at
JAYOSTAXX.
Ooh, there's not a third X. There's just two.
Soon. We're working on it.
Yeah. We gotta earn that.
And then find yours truly, Official El Rico, OfficialLRECO, or LRECODIXON, El Rico Dixon. Find me on Instagram. Follow your boy. Listen to this podcast. It comes out every Tuesday at about, let's say, what's a good time for it to come? All right, on Tuesdays at 4:16 a.m. And before I go, if we haven't already gone, this podcast is traveling. We're going to, what's that place called? It's known as like the Big Apple, and it has...
Nyack.
Is that the place?
We're going to Newark.
No, I don't think we're going there. It has taxis and like the Empire State Building. What is that place called? I remember now. It's called New York.
It's up to you.
It's New York. Welcome to New York. This podcast is traveling to New York, so make sure you check it out when it comes out. That episode is called Here's to the LGBT Community. But guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thanks to our amazing friend, Dan Quay, over at Sunday Morning Sounds. And to yours truly, J.O. Stacks, for dishing out the hot gossip. Wow, I sound like a radio station. Anyway, let's end this. Bye-bye.
Yay.
We out.